In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're going to be looking at the readings and reflecting on them from the fifth Sunday in Easter time. And the theme, the basic theme seems to be, preaching until we get to the gospel. Then it's about the church being powerful if the members of the church love each other. Outside of that, it's an interesting concept. Some people might be interested in hearing about it, but it won't be preaching the gospel. I want to talk first about what that means, preaching the gospel. And I'm going to take parts of Acts chapter 14, because the first reading takes the concluding verses of that chapter and recounts the return of Paul and Barnabas to Antioch at the end of their first missionary journey. So it starts off, Paul and Barnabas are at Iconium, and this is the normal rhythm. They entered the Jewish synagogue together and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks came to believe. Although the disbelieving Jews stirred up and poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against the brothers. Opposition. Now, on the human level, the opposition can be threatened. I'm a big shot, and if everybody goes to join that group, I won't be a big shot anymore, and so forth. But under it is often the work of Satan, poisoning minds so that people will not believe. And so that's what's going on now. They stayed for a considerable time, speaking out boldly for the Lord. This is at Iconium. The people of that city were divided. Some were with the Jews, others with the apostles. When there was an attempt by both Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone them, that means kill them. You know, throw enough stones that they kill them. They realized it and fled to the Laconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. You see, it's the good news. And, well, as St. Augustine says, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. So, if Jesus is preached as Savior, that means I need one, and I need one to save me from the effects of my own sin. But that means acknowledging that I have sin and that I need help to get out of it, or I won't get out of it. Now, that's what preaching disposes somebody to grasp, usually in a very attractive way, because if you preach the love of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and talk about his cross and his sufferings and resurrection and his missioning the disciples to go tell the world that they can be free of sin, that's good news. And so you see, but there could be financial reasons, pride reasons, on the part of human beings. But in back of that, there is demonic reasons to block the truth and stop people from coming to salvation. And that's why there is normally a certain amount of adversity that goes with preaching. If you're way out someplace where the Lord's never been heard of, there's one kind. But there could be another kind right in your own parish. People don't want to hear the good news. They don't want to change. And so they make things difficult. They leave Iconium and go to Lystra. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. You see, that's the power of the preached word. Because it's the reality. It's not just words. It's the saving reality of Jesus being made present. And it brings healing, brings peace, reconciliation. It's the reality itself being mediated, not just words. And so the crowd saw what Paul had done. They cried out in their own language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Because, you know, they believed in these forces around them that they called gods. And a lot of religion was to keep all the gods happy, especially those who are supposed to look after the city and the country. Don't want to make them mad. Well, when these guys come and preach another god and say, "All those are not gods, this is the only true God, and Jesus Christ is his only son from all eternity, and he is divine, and that's divinity." You can imagine, first place, as you already saw at Ephesus, the people who make trinkets and stuff, religious articles, they lose business. Well, they're not happy about that. The leaders lose their followers. So, the reaction here, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes. Hermes because he was the chief speaker. And the god Hermes is communicator. That's where we get hermeneutics from. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates. For he, together with the priests, people, intended to offer sacrifice. You see? So the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news that you should turn from these idols to the living God who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them." You see this, the power of preaching the truth. What happened? People are healed, lives are changed, whole cities are changed, you see. Now, even with these words, they hardly restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. You see how dumb we are? You see, if there's power here, we better placate it, get on its good side, and so forth. However, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul. That means they tried to kill him and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up. And where did he go? Back into the city. And on the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. This is an account I'm giving you reflecting on the preaching. Preaching often confronts adversity. Now, behind all the human adversity, there's Satan trying to block the truth. And the more that we let our own lives, particularly we priests, become transformed by these realities, the more dangerous we are, and the more likely we are to run into difficulty. And so that's the background. Now, we start the reading itself with verse 21 of chapter 14. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city, that's Derbe, and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium, and finally back to Antioch. And that begins our first reading. How do you see the importance of verbal mediation? But it's not just the words, it's the person changed by the realities who's giving verbal expression to the realities. And that's what preaching is all about. And when people are changed, they can change others. They can be used by God to change others. This is very precious, my brothers and sisters. This is not just for missionaries, though it is particularly for them. It's for all of us to learn how to mediate what God has done. And it has to be, as we're going to see more and more, with love. It doesn't mean that you don't tell the truth about what's wrong. Here, Paul is saying, stop that. We're not gods. We're just human beings. But whatever the problem is, you see, the key to preaching, whether you be from a pulpit, on a street corner, in your own living room, is clarity and love. You've got to be clear, and you've got to love. And in so loving, mediate the divine reality. And so that's what happens, you see. So here, they strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, and this is very important, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And with that part of their message, we'll stop. And pick it up now in our first section.